From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A federal judge this week denying Klamath Basin irrigators' challenge to dam water releases. The ruling rejecting a bid by Klamath Basin farmers and water districts to block those releases that are meant to prevent fish disease outbreaks. They had argued that last year's rain and snowfall reduced the chance of fish disease outbreaks. The Hoopa Valley Tribe, Yurok Tribe, and environmental groups said the federal agencies violated the Endangered Species Act and their own biological opinion by allowing up to 90% of juvenile coho salmon to become infected by a deadly intestinal parasite in the 2 years that followed. Humboldt County naming Nick Wilczek as its new library director. Wilczek, formerly the branch manager for the Arcata Library, appointed by the Board of Supervisors recently and will begin serving as department director on Tuesday, May 8th. As director, he'll lead the library in pursuing its mission of providing resources and opportunities to support learning, local heritage, and informational needs of the community. The county currently operates 11 libraries and one bookmobile with a yearly operating budget of about $4 million. The Coast Guard helping four Dungeness crab fishermen aboard a 45-foot commercial fishing vessel a half mile west of Table Bluff. This unfolded on Monday night. The Miss Jessie crew contacted the Coast Guard at about 5:30 p.m. reporting their vessel had lost steering in 10-foot seas and 30-mile-an-hour winds just outside of the breaking surf. Crews were launched, also a 47-foot motor lifeboat. A helicopter arrived on scene, monitoring the Miss Jessie until the boat crew reached the fishing vessel. The boat crew towed the Miss Jessie across the bar to Woodley Island Marina, where they moored up around 9 p.m. Monday night. The crew did not report any injuries. Update on the Grape Fire. The Six Rivers and the Shasta Trinity National Forest continue to work to suppress it. The fire now holding at 244 acres. It's 60% contained. And again, there will be a community meeting on Thursday, 4 p.m. at the Volunteer Fire Station in High Empalme, at which district rangers and fire management officers will be available to address questions or concerns from the community. Well, graduating seniors from nine local high schools with an interest in pursuing a career in the medical field will meet with physicians and care providers from St. Joseph Hospital and Redwood Memorial Hospital during a luncheon and a tour Thursday. Following that networking lunch, the students and physicians will tour the hospital, making three stops to the linear accelerator, the cardiac cath lab, and also to the operating room. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.